What we're learning through this court case is that Santos were actually quite a large stakeholder and shareholder in the Eastern Star Gas process. They were also a 35% owner of the gas field itself. And Santos actually didn't come out and admit that they knew anything about these spills until the public were actually out there, local community, getting water results themselves and went to the media themselves. So Santos are very much on the back foot in this regard. And we are learning that there are over 20 incidences now of spilt water, of large contamination events, where they are still giant dead zones out in the Pilliga right now. So people are very concerned that Santos should be held to the maximum penalty fine of $1 million for a corporation because of the lengthy time, the multiple spills that we're seeing out there and the fact that they did not report them when they knew that they were going on.
But they did report them as soon as they took over Eastern Star Gas. They shut down the treatment plant and they're working very closely with the government on the monitoring and the management.
Again, they only shut down the treatment plant and reported those spills after local community went to the media with their own water testing results talking about the impact. Santos are on the record saying that there are no leaks or spills on their site and that the water was actually rainwater mixing with eucalyptus leaves. So we actually did see Santos try and hide behind this spill event, but only after the public really pushed them did they come out and talk to the government and admit these spills.
In the court this morning, we're hearing reports of that this is formation water, water that was trapped in a rock formation from an underground reservoir. It's half as salty as seawater. It's described as permeate, it's described as solids. What is it that's coming out from these CSG wells, do you think?
When we got water tested at that actual spill site, we found that it was extremely high in salt, but also high in heavy metals, arsenic, lead, chromium, boron. And this has had a huge impact on the biodiversity of that very fragile area where we've seen huge amount of tree deaths, the soil is ruined. And a lot of the local community and farmers are looking to these spills and thinking, what if that happened on my property? Santos have just said that they want to put 850 wells across the region, production wells, and people are rightly worried about what will happen if these spills continue.
And Santos now, in some of their information, suggesting that they may drill up to 850 wells. They've got approval only in the last few months for these 8 test sites. What are your concerns about the development as it currently stands and what it may go on to?
Look, it's very concerning that they're pushing ahead with these projects without waiting for the outcomes of court cases like this, without waiting for the New South Wales Chief Scientist's report on what the impacts of coal seam gas are. And while there is a large body of evidence talking about the impacts of these coal seam gas operations, and the community has clearly said, we do not want to live in an industrial gas field. We don't want this to go ahead. So the fact that Santos are pushing ahead with 850 wells now is causing the community some concern.
There is likely to be a shortage of gas for domestic and industry in New South Wales as some existing fields dry up. So the government is very concerned about that and wants to keep prices down for consumers at both industry and domestic level. So in many respects, Santos is doing what the government wants them to do to develop new resources. And they are in areas that are fairly remote, not likely to affect large population centres. Isn't this really what society wants in terms of a relatively clean source of energy for the future?
The fact is that the gas is only going to export terminals. So Santos is one of major gas companies that are pushing our Australian gas overseas at an unprecedented level. So in fact, the only gas crisis is one that's been manufactured by the industry themselves. They've got gas that they could continue to supply to New South Wales as they have been doing, but instead they want to ship that all overseas. And we are then going to be faced with the on-ground impacts of an industry that the community is very concerned about that has huge environmental impacts. And there are other options. The gas crisis is only because they want to send all of our resources overseas.
And why do you think they want to do that in preference to supplying locally?
Because they're chasing higher prices. At the moment, the international gas price is a lot higher. So as soon as these gas terminals go online, we will be faced with higher prices anyway as we are meeting the international gas prices. So really these companies are just chasing profits. They're not looking out for local communities and they're certainly not shy to pollute our waterways and land as we've seen already.
All right, thanks very much.